Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. You know him as Little Richard. From the Wayback Machine. Welcome back to 7Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. Rick, give us your website, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer.com, and Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R, so rickmaurer.com.
Beyond the Wall of Resistance is one of his books, and we're working off of that book. He also has Why Don't You Want What I Want? They can find your books there, too, can't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can they find this this executive briefing on your website right now, Rick?
No, I haven't posted it yet, but I would, you know, I'd be happy, you know, if somebody just sent me an email, I'd be glad to send it to them.
Go to the website and contact him through the email, folks, and thank you, Rick, for making that available. Folks, take advantage of this. This is good reading. It's English. It's plain English. I don't care how small your business is, you can understand this. Rick, we're talking about the main reasons why changes fail.
Yeah.
And folks, you're changing. If you don't change, if you're not making changes, if you're not making adjustments in every aspect of your business every year, you're falling behind. So this is happening, or the need for it to happen is happening, whether you know it or not, whether you're doing anything about it or not. So you need to understand what Rick's talking about here. Give us another reason why changes fail, and then let's talk about how to fix it.
Okay. Well, first of all, they're the kind of the usual suspects, like we don't get people involved, and you know, and we forget to tell them why it's important or what's it mean to them. Those are the usual things that when we remember it, we slap our head and go, oh, I should have done that. What I'm trying to do in this white paper is say, but if we chronically, you know, repeatedly make those same mistakes, there's something else going on. And we talked about some of those in earlier calls. But one big one is we have competing beliefs. That on one hand we say, oh yeah, we want all kinds of involvement. But our behavior says something else. And so what we need to look at as leaders is, so what's the other belief, if you will, or commitment? As some colleagues of mine, Bob Keegan and Lisa Leahy, talk about these hidden beliefs that are getting in the way. So on surface I say, yeah, I want to get people engaged and involved. On the other hand, I don't want to give up power.
Yeah.
And that's a big one. And it's not that that's bad.
So
you better recognize
the leader's ego is getting. Is that one of the main reasons why changes fail? Because the leader's ego, even though they're the one that's installing the change.
Well, yeah, but it makes it. I mean, actually, makes it sound like that's a bad thing. I think leaders ought to have egos. It's hard to be a leader,
right?
But they also need to understand that what they're doing may be going counter to what they really want to have happen. And so if it's my ego says I'm the only one who really ought to have access to all this knowledge,
right?
You know, there may be some rational reasons for that, but they need to take a look at that in the cold light of day and say, but that ain't working for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I need to do? How do I loosen the reins a bit? And that is the fourth of the reasons in that paper. And that's, frankly, the hardest one to deal with, because you're getting at stuff that has been hidden. You may never have thought about before.
Yeah.
That is kind of the chronic reasons. And that takes, you can't just do that over a single cup of coffee.
Well, it's all about not having to have the credit and not having to have control, not having to have more control than you really need to have, to me. And this is not just about change. This is about effective management all the way around.
Well,
you got to let other people be heroes, too.
Well, you do. And I agree with you. And my hunch is that most of your listeners would agree with you, too. But that's really a lot easier said than done, because if my style, my whole belief is that if it's going to happen, I'm the one that's got to make it happen, or it's going to fail around me. If I believe that, then I can have all kinds of motivational posters up on the
right.
wall, but I'm going to go with what I believe.
When you also
work,
you also can't dictate change, right? That doesn't work anymore. Because I said, this is not 1955. You really have to lead change.
You do.
And allow other people to be part of that leadership.
Yes. Yeah. There are a few places where you wouldn't want to work, where people are dictating change and people are so frightened that they'll do it. But basically, you get pretty mindless work at that
right.
point. I mean, people follow orders.
Prisons,
but you don't
get
the kind of creativity that says, hey, here's a
right.
better way to do it.
I think those are just in prisons.
Well, there's some workplaces that feel like prisons.
Well, they're not going to last. They're not going to last long, though, Rick.
Well, I don't think they will either.
Yeah. 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts. Well, for any of your listeners who really are saying, nodding their head while we're talking, going, "Hey, this really is important stuff," I'd really urge you to read the white paper. It's free because it really might help you get at some of the underlying things that have been getting in the way of your changes being successful.
And they go to say it again.
Yeah. www.rickmaurer.com. Maurer is M-A-U-R-E-R.
.com, and find his link there on the page, his email. Ask him for that. Tell him you heard about it on this show, and he'll send it to you. Rick, thank you for that. Thank you for this information. We'll see you next time.
It's a pleasure.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He'll be back real soon. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.